All right, here we are again after a little hiatus, I guess, but not really, because we released an old episode last Thursday.
Yeah.
Little to my knowledge.
We haven't recorded in a while. We've been super inconsistent. It's been holidays and
you know,
we're on
winter
break,
so
we have a whole lot of
not working
to do right lately.
Yeah.
How's that going for you? I love our breaks.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's like, it's just a lot of there's stuff I want to do, there's stuff I should do, but I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, that's like every break. Like, oh, I'm going to redo my whole yard this break. I have two whole weeks off.
Yeah. I was going to clean out the whole shop. I was, you know what I've done? Nothing. I don't know what I've done. It's been great, though.
I mean, I've done some stuff around the house, but not like anything above and beyond.
Oh, yeah. I've maintained.
Maintenance.
Yeah. So we are excited because we're in the double digits on episodes now. Episode 10. Sarah's becoming quite the tech girl and getting our sound.
We're on two mics, which this is our second time giving two mics a shot. But I think I actually figured out how to mix them. Last time we tried it, it was like Shelby was on one ear and I was on another ear.
Yeah.
And it was really, really weird to listen to.
It was weird, yeah. Even in your car, it was like one speaker and then the other speaker. But, yeah, you know, we're really just stepping it up. I do miss cuddling right next to Sarah. We're, like, actually
The part that no one saw was how, like, I don't think it was awkward, but I'll say awkwardly close. We had to sit to use one of the same mic.
Well, we just held hands and on the mic now. So how about you, Sarah? How's your break going? Just great?
Oh, it's good. I've been... It's, like, embarrassing the amount I've been sleeping.
Oh, me too.
But, you know, it's, like, get it in while I can.
Yep.
I only got a week left.
Getting where you can fit in. when you text me this morning, you're like, we're still hanging out, and you text me a cry face. Yeah, I was still sleeping. That's why I'm not responding.
Really? I texted Shelby at, like, around 9.
Don't say the time. We don't need people to know.
And I was like, are we still hanging out today? And she didn't answer for, like, an hour, so... I was like, dang, she's ditching me and she's not even giving me an excuse.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So I sent her like a meme of someone crying and then she was like, oh my God, yeah, no, we're still like, oh, I know it's off limits, but I really want to ask because the reason you couldn't hang out earlier in the day is you were doing something wedding related.
Oh, yeah.
So fill me in. I mean, I'm curious.
All right, everyone, I'll love this stuff. So basically, we were looking at another venue to try to make the May 16th date work.
Oh, you're back on that?
Yeah, when I don't let things go, Sarah. I have a very hard time letting things go. It's really awful.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're getting our engagement photos this week, which is fine anyway. But we did not like the venue. And so Daniel's like, we went and looked at the Nature Center, which is pretty, but like it's an open Bidwell park, basically.
It's outside, yeah.
People, and they can't like close the park so people could walk through your ceremony. Like there's all these issues like with
right.
it. And then you wouldn't really want to do the reception there because there's not a lot of plug-in. Like it's just not ideal.
Yeah.
So then it was like, do a separate location for the reception. And then it's like, why? Like do two. Anyway, it just isn't making sense. So we're back on, like, we really want to do our house. That's what we really want. But since the house project keeps getting delayed, we can't start on the other project of the backyard. So now we're pushing back. We're thinking till October. But I love my photographer. And there's just all these complications. I'm afraid they're not going to have availability in October now. Because we already had our date secured and they're actually getting married in October, our photographers.
And so is someone else.
And so is Melissa Bailey. And I don't know what her date is. And anyway, all this stuff. So now we're on for like fall time. I'm going to leave it at. And I finally accepted it.
Does that mean I'm back on the invite list? Because
you're on the invite list.
Woo!
Probably. No, I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Yes,
if we don't change our mind again.
Yeah, no, you are. And that's the good thing is like at our house, I just feel comfortable. We can have who we want. Like it's at our house, but I really just wanted to be married now. But, you know, only waited 6 years. No big deal. Yeah. Anyway, that's that. So how are your holidays?
Mine were good. Christmas was, you know, okay, so I'm Jewish, but I think we talked about that.
Yeah, I learned some new stuff.
I didn't grow up celebrating Christmas, but like now that, well, like pretty much ever since I've been like dating guys, they celebrated Christmas, so I did with them. But this
how long have you been dating guys?
You know,
my whole
kindergarten
life.
I think I had my first boyfriend.
Did you really?
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Anyway,
actually, before I pre-kindergarten baby.
But, like, Eric's the first time I've, like, gone to someone's family and, like, really done Christmas. And it's super fun. I like it. at first I was like, oh, I have to give all these presents for all these different people that I don't even really know. But it's like when you're there and like you just have like a pile of presents from all these different people in front of you and all the kids are excited. And
yeah, it's
a super good vibes. It's fun.
I love Christmas.
So it was good. And then Christmas Day we just spent together eating and relaxing and open presents again and stuff.
You could celebrate Christmica.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes down.
That's from the OC. Did you ever watch that?
Of course.
I love the OC. New Year's Eve, though. What are your plans, Sarah? Tell us about that.
Okay, so I did get invited to a party that Shelby is talking about. Legit,
full-on 20s party, baby.
And oh my god, I just got why it's a 20s party, like literally this morning while I was working out. It all clicked. I'm like, it's going to be 2020.
There's going to be so many 20s parties. That's
it makes
thing.
So much sense. Okay, so... I'm kind of like have like social anxiety a little bit, to be completely honest about why I'm not going.
Yeah, but like that reason makes it where like I can't argue with you on it, and that's kind of annoying. Just kidding.
If it was like all my friends and
there's
stuff,
like
it's not like I
friends.
Can't party and have a good time and be social. It's just like,
yeah, no, I get it.
I don't know, man.
But if
I
you don't go, then that
and
means
then, like,
Eric's not going,
right?
And that
then,
means that Melissa's not
right,
going, and that means
my
that Ryan's
that
not.
My was gonna go kind of felt the same way.
Yeah, so it's like we're losing like four people on this deal
I know.
Now.
I mean, it would have probably been fun. It would have been nice to get dressed up and like.
I mean, there's still time. It's not like you have to stay the whole time either. It's
anyway,
like a 20-minute drive. Okay,
I thought
sorry,
it'd be fun to talk about New Year's resolutions. And I just want to back up. Like, to be completely honest, probably why we haven't recorded in a while is because, like, my motivation to do so rather than busy lives. But I kind of saw our listeners going down. And I was like, this is getting dumb.
Yeah.
But then I realized this podcast keeps me honest, man. Like... if I say something on the podcast, then I'm going to stick to it because who knows how many tens of people heard me say it.
How
live.
Many fingerfuls?
So, like, for that reason alone, I think we should keep doing it.
Yeah.
And on that same kind of wavelength, I think we should talk about New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
But first, just, like, how do you feel about the idea of a New Year's resolution? Should you have something each year? And then my second question is a goal the same thing as a New Year's resolution?
No.
Okay,
no,
well,
because
answer the first one.
Okay,
first.
So I like New Year's resolutions because also I feel like they keep me on it and honest. And a goal is not the same because New Year's resolution starts at the New Year's, right? A goal can be any time. I mean,
well,
you can have
a goal
for the year.
For 2020.
Right. I mean, yeah, then it's the same, like a synonym for resolution. But resolution is like particular to the New Year, right?
Okay.
So... I like having one, but I'll tell you a funny story. One time I set the New Year's resolution to not drink soda anymore. I don't know if I've told you this, but which has been an ongoing struggle in
my
life.
Clearly.
Well, this was like years and years ago, like college. Well, I set the goal to not drink soda, and then it turned midnight, and I didn't realize that I was already drinking soda. So that's as far as that.
So you're like, oh, this is that. I can't start now. Like,
oh,
that's
well,
clearly
too late.
The question.
A little
I have to
late.
Wait till next year.
Anyway, so, but no, as far as what do I want to do this year? Well, get married.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I want to stay fit, like, be more consistent with my workouts and, like, healthy eating.
That's, like, everyone's, like,
right, but, like, cliche. I, like, have used the excuse, like, we are in the middle of a renovation, our kitchen's not in great shape to, like, eat crappier, but I'm like, no, I need
it's
to rein
not an
it
excuse,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to like pull this like
or it
together.
Is an excuse and that's
it is and that but it's you know it's all excuses are like butts they stink and we all have them or whatever.
Yeah, something
so,
like that.
So yeah, so that's where I'm at. You go cuz I'm going to try to think of something.
Okay. My well, first of all, last year all my like I like the word goal better. I don't know why because like but I wanted they were all like jiu-jitsu competition related and I had like big plans for 2019 and then jokes on me I got injured in January and was out the entire out of competition the entire year.
Yeah,
but like also one of mine was to like build the women's program for jiu-jitsu, so I think that's been going well. That's something I definitely stuck to. But 2020 I'm taking a different spin. I still have goals for competing and but I don't want to make that I just don't want to make that, like, my focus. That's just something I want to do because I enjoy it.
Okay.
But my resolution, and it's going to be really, really tough, is to not use my phone while I'm driving.
Oh. because
did I tell this story?
No, I don't think on
the podcast. I got pulled over like probably 3 weeks ago. So there's like you know the light right here when you get off and you have to make the whole
go
through to make the left and get the one ways and stuff. So I was at that light and like it is maybe next to a cop station and it was maybe next to a police officer and I wasn't paying attention and I was like I had to look up something on my phone at that very moment and I was like still fucking with it I guess after we drove and the cop pulled me over and it was a female and as soon as I saw it was a female I was like oh I'm screwed but
you thought you were screwed because
yeah because like there goes all like you know you have your whatever we don't need to get into that but I was super polite I was super honest I was apologetic I admitted to what I was doing and she ended up letting me go but she played it off like she showed me an empty ticket book and she's like today's your lucky day because I'm out of tickets
I give so many tickets. I ran out.
And I'm like, I doubt this cop is riding around without tickets. Yeah, and she had even like gone back in the front of her car through the other door to grab something. So I don't know. Anyway, lucky I didn't get a ticket because I have a clean record, knock on wood, everything. Mm-hmm. But it made me realize like how, like, why did I have to look that up on my phone at that moment? I was going to be home. I was 2 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and even I've been trying to be a little more conscious of it, and it's so hard. I'm like, oh, I need to know this right now. I need to know what time this class is right now. I need to check the Instagram. I find myself checking Instagram while I'm driving. Like, why? And when other people do it, like when Eric does it while he's driving me, I'm like, yo, you're driving me. Like, do you need to check your Instagram right now? Oh, well, we're so addicted to our phones that it's like...
Not it's almost like to. Second nature. You just have it in your hand.
I think like you're fulfilling, like you're releasing some chemicals in your brain every time you check it. I don't know. There's maybe. Definitely there's gotta be some like addictive reason behind this. But anyway, that's my New Year's resolution.
That's a good one.
Sometimes I'm gonna like I gotta change music once in a while, but like no Instagram, no looking things up.
No texting?
No texting. I don't really do that, but like it's more like internetting.
I don't know, like sometimes I do that too because I'm afraid I'll forget. I'm like, oh, I want to see this.
I'm never gonna remember to Google this when I get home.
No, but I when I rear-ended someone, I was looking at my phones.
Were you?
So I've been really good about never being on my phone now. Since then, so that's been almost 2 years.
Do you have one yet? You thought of something?
Oh yeah, so well yeah, I forgot it, but I remembered one of them. A couple years ago, this is a good one, I made a resolution to pick up my dog poop more.
Oh, I should do that, but I'm not.
And that was at a different house, though, where we live, but I should start doing that here.
Yeah, so your
I think my like resolution is just a lot of cleanup. Like, I want to get our shed or our shop organized. Like, there's just so many things I want to go through because we just have stuff. And we've moved to three houses now, and there's some boxes we haven't even opened up at three different houses. We're like, what's even in there? It can't be that much of something we want, right? So Sarah, those are my resolutions.
Okay.
I think I thought of oh, I yeah, I did think of another one. So you know how I like writing? I would love to finish this book I'm working on, but I don't know if that's possible in like a year's time, you know.
Well, not with that attitude, it's not.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna be planning a wedding and never stop.
Cleaning out your shed
and my cleaning out my shed and you know, still doing the renovation and all that stuff. But I wanna do that. And then I was thinking of this last night. Do you have insomnia where you can't sleep sometimes?
Oh yeah.
Isn't that what insomnia means?
And not really sometimes. Yeah, yes.
A lot. So how do you deal with it when you have insomnia? Because I'm sure a lot of people suffer from this.
Melatonin, like three of them is my big one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Or that's the main thing that I can talk about. Yeah.
Right okay. Now. Yeah, see, I can't take melatonin because it mixes some other stuff and it gives me really weird dreams. But last night I usually have this when I can't turn my mind off and I'm stressed about something and I can't stop thinking about it. Totally. And that was last night. And then what I know I shouldn't look at my phone because I know it like wakes you up more. Mm. But I was like I'm laying here doing nothing. Daniel's snoring next to me always. He
I'm
falls
so
asleep.
Glad
in, like,
I'm not the only one that deals with this.
Yeah, he falls asleep in like 2 seconds too.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm like, how? How are
I'm
you
not
asleep?
That tired. I'll lay down with you though.
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, Daniel too. He's like, wow, this is really, we're going to bed earlier. And then I'm awake for like 2 more hours and he's just sleeping next to me. And again, he had work today, so whatever. But
did he?
Yeah, he actually did. So I start looking up things. This is my one of my most common searches, other than how to make yourself fall asleep, is how to make extra money. Always. I always Google that. And I'm like, why do I expect that it's going to change? Like, all of a sudden, I'm going to be like, there's the ticket. Yeah. I've tried the survey thing, and I just, they didn't want me. They don't want another white 20-year-old something female. I think they have enough. So they always turn me down. I shouldn't start lying, but no, that's terrible. Yeah, this will keep me honest. No, yeah, remember, we're honest.
Right.
But anyway, there's also writing blogs, but it's like, how do you get on? Well, I was finding this website last night called Upwork, where you just advertise yourself. So like, I literally think I might do it if you think it's a good idea. You build like a profile, which is fun. And then people can buy me. I'm like, hey, $20 per hour. And I write stuff for you. Like, they tell me like, write. Well, I don't really know, because I
like the idea of buying you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm for sale, man, for the right price. So I think I might start doing that.
It's like, and a copywriter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, they contract me out. They're like, I have to put how many hours I can work a week, which, I mean, I do have an actual job, so I don't know how many.
Do you have to like put samples and stuff?
I don't know. I really planned on building my profile today,
because I want in.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what it's like. And it's like the starting price, like, people start around $20, but of course the company
takes... If
you could
just get like one or two famous people to share a podcast.
Right,
that's all we need.
This brings me to my other topic is, I don't know if you've noticed, Sarah, but of the late, I'm hitting hard on TikTok.
Are you on TikTok? I deleted.
You deleted? Oh, I just...
Are you on there? I gotta get back on now.
You gotta get back on. I've posted only 3 videos so far, but one of them has over 1,000 plays, okay?
Wow. I'm back on.
And I sent you one the other day. I don't know if it was something else. I deleted it.
I was like, this is trash. I'm watching the most absolute garbage for hours at a time.
Yeah.
I have to get off of here.
But you can make money on that garbage.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so and
can
I have no
TikTok after this?
Yes. And I have no real people that I know following me. And I don't have very many followers yet at all. But I have people watching, so that's cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that's my next ticket. Either that's going to be money, or Upwork, or if someone lands this podcast somewhere.
Man, just give it a share. Someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
The right one.
I don't know anybody.
Well, I want to get something off my chest. Like, a problem I have, really, more than like something I did. Well, like, I really hate being bad at stuff.
Bad at stuff?
Yeah. Mm. Hey! Sorry for the dogs. For example, like, I hate mini golf because...
You're not good at it?
I'm not good at it. But, like, the problem is I've been playing chess with Eric. And he just beats me, like, relentlessly over and over. Mm-hmm. And this is how bad I am. I started, like, sneaking on my phone and watching, like, YouTube videos on stress... on chess strategy.
Oh, like, my god!
I'm like, I gotta learn how to do this. I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I can't keep losing like this. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Now I'm like about to buy a chess book. Like, I need to learn how to play. And then I won one game after that. And I was like, I haven't won another one since then. And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it made me think of you because...
Because I'm not good at things?
Well, no, because you came to jiu-jitsu twice. And then the second time you pretty much said, wow, Jackie was really good. I don't think I'm going to go anymore because she's good and I'm not.
I didn't say that.
I mean, I read between the lines. So it's not like I'm the only one in this situation.
I plan to go again. I really will on a Friday. It's just Fridays are busy, you know.
Anyway, I don't care. I'm just saying, pointing out you also.
Yeah,
you
so
also have this
I guess
issue.
I have that, but like, here's the thing: is most of the time I don't go into things ever thinking I'm gonna be good. So I'm like, you know,
surprise
your strengths
yourself?
In life, right? Like, yeah, sometimes I surprise myself. Like I said, I'm quite the hockey player. Who knew? But
are you?
Yeah. But there's things like, I know I'm good at riding. I know I'm good at like certain things, but like going into anything sport or like competitive, I'm like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, and so I think that, Sarah, you just got to change your attitude going into it. Like,
I got to assume I'm going to suck.
Yes. And then you get, and then it's like, wow, I'm surprised. Good. I'm pretty good. Look at me.
I don't know.
But I think you're just, you're just one of those people who's good at a lot of things. a lot of people are like that, I guess. I don't know.
And then when I'm not, it's like not okay.
Yeah, but see, you don't want to put that on other people when you're not, because it's like, hey, that might be the one thing they're good at. Chess might be Eric's thing. I'm not saying it's one thing. He's got jujitsu. I don't know Eric very well. I'm sure he has other things, but like, that's probably one of his things, you know. Right. And you don't want to steal that from him when you've got lots of things you're good at.
Good point. Glad we talked about this.
Yeah. Look at me. I could be a therapist, huh? Do you think
they make more money than we do?
Yeah. You think without a credential, I could hop into online therapy or something?
There's online therapy ads all over my phone. I'm like, are these on everyone's phones, or is like the internet marketing I think I need that?
I think it's just
really.
I don't see that.
I don't think I've searched anything indicative of me. Just talk about it
to me, maybe. I don't know. I don't get online therapy ads except for when I'm searching for stuff. That's funny. It's weird. Any other hot topics?
So you know Kmart's closing?
Yeah, actually I do.
We should go after this. I bet everything's super cheap.
Oh, I bet it is, because it's been closing for a hot minute.
Let's go make TikTok videos in Kmart. What do you think?
Oh, yes. All right, TikTok, yeah. Kmart videos. Yes.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
Since you turned down all my other ideas about today.
Okay, Sarah. I'm trying to, you know, be a good person.
How come, like, all exercise classes are pretty much entirely women? What, like...
Well, because women exercise,
so right? So men, right?
Men work out. I don't think men, like... I'm not saying women don't. I think women work out. I don't think men so much...
exercising and working out? I think they're synonyms.
Okay. I don't. Because an exercise class, I guess I was posing it as a class. But working out's just like going when you want to go to the gym or at like your house.
Lift weights or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But so why that's where I'm does saying that the appeal more to men and
exercise? Because I think men are not organized in general. That's not true to all men, sure. But like if we want to get more exact, like men are not going to think ahead and sign up for this class for the most part. Again,
you don't very have general. To think ahead. You just can go.
But they don't do that. They're like, I'm going to grab weights when I want to. Actually, like... I don't know. I don't even know a lot of guys who work out anymore.
Oh.
Like, that I hate. Like,
I think CrossFit's Daniel different. Doesn't a bunch work of guys out. Do CrossFit, but...
Yeah, like, but again, I think that's like more
yoga,
on your own
I get why yoga is more girls, but kind of.
Although, but the like, one I go to has a couple guys every time.
Yeah.
And there's only, I mean, like,
there's
always, six people.
There's never none.
Yeah. But there's definitely, like, it's dominated by females, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like, 20-something-year-old white girls.
Mm. Yeah,
but
I just
like
think
any of the group classes that I go to are like all women entirely.
I don't know. I think it just goes back to men's personalities. One, organization. Two, control. They don't want to be told what to do. They want to be in charge of what
they're
doing.
See, maybe that's it. Because yeah. I'm like, when it comes to working out, I'm like, I need someone to tell me what to do.
Me too. I'm like, tell me. I will do what you tell me to do. Because
I won't push myself to, you know. Even the other day at this class, she was like, you can do any other exercise during this time that you want. I'm like, no, like, tell me what
exercise. Oh, I know. They're like, go ahead,
do.
Flow it out. Do what you want. Your choice. And I'm like.
No, your choice. That's what I'm
paying
you for.
No, I'm paying you. Tell me. You know what? That just made me think of, I have this friend who said she was going to put up, like, together a workout schedule for me and stuff.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything.
I don't?
Yeah.
I want to do everything.
Yeah, but you want to do, like, angel pumps. You don't want to, like, go to the gym.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a gym. I can't afford a gym's membership right now. Gym membership right now.
Well, then what are you going to do?
I can do stuff
push-ups?
At home. You're like, hey,
okay,
do you I have some. Yeah, I have some dumbbells. I've got, you know, I've got stuff. I've got my body weight.
Okay.
There's a lot of that lately. So let me tell you a story about weight that kind of hurt my feelings. But
oh, is this about the...
Did I tell you this?
Oh,
no, I haven't seen you. Oh, well.
Go ahead.
So, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you might have seen my video where, like, my finger got bruised from taking my ring off and putting it back on, actually, or both, which is weird because that's never happened, and I wash it, like, every week. But, so we went hot tubbing the other day after going in the snow, and I put on my swimsuit, and I was like, whoa, Daniel, I feel like I look, like, different in this. Like, this seems different. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's because you're getting thicker. Just that's why your ring's not fitting as well either. You're
Thanks.
Getting thicker. And I was like, excuse me? What? And he's like, oh, no. Like, I mean, it as a good thing. I think you look good. Like, and then just, like, backed up. But I was like, wow.
Did you weigh yourself?
Yeah. I was like 5 pounds, but it was that time of the month, so it's going to be gone in like 2 seconds. So it fluctuates. But it did make me, I've been back on working out the last couple of days, like more solidly and eating better. And like, it was kind of a like reality check.
I got a little heavier around the holidays.
Yeah, I don't like it.
We both signed up for a tournament at like our good weight class that we need to make. So now we're both like
cutting
weight, which is freaking miserable. But it helps that we're both doing it.
Yeah. Because
it's really tough when one of us is like...
That's the problem, too. Yeah. I think... I don't know how couples do it. If, like...
We've done it.
One's not on board.
Yeah, no, we both had to do it when the other one wasn't, but it's just easier when we both are.
No, but I'm saying it's so hard because that's what's really hard with Daniel. Like, he is never going to eat a clean diet. That's just him. Like, clean. Like, I mean, I'm not saying if I make certain things. Like, he likes broccoli. Like, there's certain healthy things.
He'll eat a good meal if you make it, but
he doesn't want to eat that every day, though. Like, he'd be, like, burnt out on it for sure. So, like, if I make chicken and broccoli, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a really easy, healthy one, he's down for that. But that's, like, one of the few vegetables he'll eat is broccoli. So, it's, like, I don't want broccoli every meal and chicken. You know what I mean? So, but he also loves pizza. Like, he orders pizza at least once a week. And it's hard when he's ordering it not to be like, okay, put my type on the other half. Like, no, I'll just make something else, which I've done a couple times these last weeks. I'm like, no, I'm not having pizza. I'll just eat something here. But it's just hard when you see him, like, ordering in this really tempting food. Or drinking soda or this and that. Like, that's just so hard for me. And it's also, like, I'm not going to force him to eat because, like, that just makes us fight.
You know what they say about excuses.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I'm just saying that's hard. Like, it's not impossible.
It's so much harder.
It's just hard.
And, like, just keeping each other in check. Like, oh, what was your weight this morning?
But see, Daniel's not.
Yeah,
I know. He doesn't care about that. Which is fine. Like, that's his life. And I've had to accept it. It's like, just because I want something for me doesn't. I can't force that on you.
For both of us, the only, like, real motivator is having to make weight for tournaments.
Yeah.
Like, I could not. Like, earlier this year, I'd gained a bunch of weight when I had my knee surgery. And I was going on vacation, and I was like, oh, I want to lose weight for vacation, look good.
Right.
And, like, that was not enough mode. I was like, I couldn't do it. I didn't do it. Not that I couldn't, but I just, like...
So when did you lose the weight, kind of, now?
Yeah, but then, like, when it was time to, like... I thought I was going to compete earlier, so I lost it, and then, like, gained some back. But now I'm, like, strict on the...
Yeah.
I have, like, five to six more to go, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's our thing, is, like... There's motivators for me, like, oh, I'm like, oh, I want to look good in my wedding dress or this or that. But it's like,
no, you gotta.
There's times where I just fall in dips and I just eat bad. And yeah, it's just hard. Life's hard, man.
Jiu-jitsu keeps me in check, man. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go work out in Kmart.
We're not going to go work out in Kmart. We're going to go make TikTok
videos. Oh, if I find some
weights,
I'm working out and I'm counting it. Running up and down the aisles. Are you sure it hasn't fully closed?
What's our time on? We got a little bit of time.
Okay.
You ever, like, people, like, post things on Facebook asking questions, and you're like, why wouldn't you just Google that?
Yes.
I hate that. And I wish I wrote down the example that made me think of this, because I didn't.
That's hilarious. But I love when people do that.
It's like,
because it's so dumb.
So I get it when it's like you want someone's opinion or recommendation, right? Like, where do I go? Where, like, you know, I'm going out of town. Where should I eat?
Yeah.
That's different.
And there's even that, like, looking for recommendations.
But I think it was something about, like, Hanukkah. Someone was like, do you light the candles, keep them lit for all 8 days? Like, or is it just like a once a day thing? It's like, you could very easily find the answer to that on Google.
No, you could.
But instead, and then people, of course, end up arguing in the comments and, like...
Oh, it's great.
I can't with the Facebook comments.
You know why they do
arguments.
It is they want... I know. While you were trying to figure out the mic thing, I was reading this crazy story on Facebook about this couple that split up and she's pregnant. And I was just getting deep into these arguments and I'm like, what? But anyway, So that's the thing is, Sarah, I agree. But sometimes when I'm hanging out with people or, like, on Instagram, I'll, like, post stupid stuff on Instagram, too. Like, Daniel and I are having a debate. Like, I can Google the right answer, right? But sometimes it's fun to see because I think it's such a common misconception. So I do it a little bit, but it's a little different, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm, like, that little green man that says children at play, is that a turtle or a green boy? It's confusing, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never seen that little green thing that I think is based on that turtle Franklin with the red hat that says Franklin. Children at play
uh-huh.
on streets. I think it's a turtle.
But I like the ones that say slow children at play.
Well, that does make you think I should slow down. But anyway, we have debates like that. And then those are okay to put online, I think.
But you're talking about like an Instagram survey rather than
I'll talk it out or. Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's different.
There's things that I wonder that I never Google because some reason I don't want. It's not important enough to Google, but it comes to my mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think the things you post on your story though are more opinion based.
The true,
like
they're debatable.
Yeah, right. Rather, like there's no concrete answer.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace is weird too.
I don't venture into there. It scares me.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure you can find some great deals, but people also try and sell like. Weird stuff.
I've
like
seen some weird used I've just, clothes. My friend, yeah, and, like, yeah, yeah.
Broken toys. It's like, weird. No one wants that.
It's really weird. Know.
I'm really excited to see what Kmart has. Did you know? Too. So Forever 21 was
closing.
So I went there today. Out. Like before, I decided closed? I wasn't gonna go to this party to look for a dress.
Oh yeah.
And they're like empty.
Oh, so you just decided today?
Yeah.
You know? So there's still time to convert.
Yeah, if you can convince someone else.
Okay, I'll try. Yo, oh, Eric. No, I'm just kidding.
No, not Eric.
I know who you meant.
Empty, dude. They had like nothing in the store locked. Ew. So I have a feeling that just stays empty, right? Sears stayed empty.
Well, it was Gottschalk's before.
What's that?
Gottschalk's? You don't know what that is? Amazing store. It was just a department store, but it was like carried some great brands like Billabong and like. It was a great store.
Yeah, you miss it. You sound nostalgic about it.
I do. I got one of my first scars at that store.
Hey!
They're all worked up about it, too. I got one of my first scars. Have you ever gone in a dressing room, you know, with the doors?
Where they don't close all the way? Stop!
You got your mail. Anyway, well, me and my sister and my friend Janelle were, like, fighting over one of those dressing room doors. Mm-hmm. And it broke off.
Nice.
And fell onto my foot.
No way.
And it was like a moon-shaped scar on the top of my foot.
You should have sued them.
I know.
That was your shot.
I should have. And we were terrified and we're like, my mom's going to be so mad. Because we were young. Like, we were shopping with my mom. Oh, yeah. Well, my mom could have sued. And we like ran out there. We're like, oh my God. I think my sister was still not dressed. She's like, wait for me. Like, trying to get her clothes back on. It was funny. But yeah, I could have owned this. I wouldn't even be sitting here right now, Sarah, had I. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to be podcasting.
No. I miss Gottschalk's.
For free.
No, we get paid.
No, actually, we
have to say stuff like that. We get paid. So that people think.
Right, okay. So
I was reading an article about podcasting and making money on podcasting last night when I couldn't sleep as well. And the guy's like, yeah, I remember. The guy writing the article is like, I remember my first time when someone paid to have an ad on mine. They offered me $8,000 for like 10 seconds at the beginning.
We need listeners before.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? How did you even have listeners? And your podcast topic, I don't even remember what it was, but it didn't sound interesting.
To start with?
I think you do. Maybe you have to have a following.
Yeah, that's where we're lacking.
We need to get a following, and then we need to get some dummy ads, right? And then...
If anyone has any ideas how to...
Yeah, please help us. We're just going on
tangents
now.
We don't even need famous. We just need one $8,000 ad.
Oh my gosh, please.
Like one each.
Yeah. We don't want to split these royalties. Yeah, that would be great if we could get money on this, and then I would feel great about a lot of things.
So you can buy booze at the movies now?
Yes, I saw that. Here in Chico, booze at the movies.
Do you think that's a good idea? I have it.
That line
idea?
Is so much longer.
I know.
It's I think so it's funny. A fine idea. I think it'll make them money. It's great. Why not? SAC? People are driving to SAC to go to that one. That
we like that one in Lodi. You can like recline in this. Oh, and are you talking about the one that you can order like
I forgot
dinner?
What it's called. You ordered it. Yeah, we like order food and you can order
was
alcohol, of course. It was okay.
It
I mean,
like
it was just like
food.
It was mediocre, but it was fun to like be like, this is different. Like you press your button and the aisles are way wider so they can like get to you. You know what I'm saying? But it's not as dark in those
Could
theaters.
You see your food? That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, you kind of can because it's like more lighted on the flooring because they have to be able to see to get in and bring you your food. So it's not as dark of a movie experience, if that makes sense.
We went to one in Lodi where like the seats like... You have like a footrest. It was like a Lazy Boy almost.
Yeah. See, these were like pretty nice chairs, if I remember correctly, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stepping up the family entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to sit next to someone drinking. I don't like the smell when I'm not drinking.
Oh, yeah. It just gives me flashbacks to that that plane ride.
Oh, God. If you don't know what she's talking about, check out
go listen to our other episode that we never advertised at all that yeah, we should. I'll there. Advertise them both kind of at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, two up. Sounds good. All right. Well, I think we need to get over to Kmart.
Yeah, we got
to
wrap film some TikToks. Wrap this stuff up, just like a Christmas gift.
Hey.
Yeah.
Share us out. Help help us get famous.
Like, comment, share. Tell us. Oh, we should do a guest next time. We're going to have a surprise guest next time. We won't tell you who
it's
on this
surprise
one.
To it's us a surprise. Too. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Actually, just to end real quick, I had a dream the other night. That about we got me. Together to podcast. Yeah, about you.
Of course.
And you were like, Sarah, I brought a surprise guest with us to podcast.
Who was it?
I don't know. It's
we're
going to
find out next week. All right. Bye-bye. Love you.